There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
That was the same grease they used from Fire in the Sky or whatever. Remember the alien abduction scene in that alien movie? Oh, it's so creepy, man.
Oh, yeah.
Where they just scoop that sludge and shove it in his mouth and then stick the tube down.
See, that's rough,
that's
man.
A rough one.
Yeah, they I'm thinking about that as I try to go to bed tonight.
Yeah, they throw the skin sheet over the guy. It's like a sheet of, like, skin type stuff, and then it sucks. Like, they pressurize it, and it, like, holds him tight to the table. And then they, you know, cut a hole out for the mouth, shove alien goop in, and then shove a tube down his throat.
Golly.
And then here comes the drill into the eye.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you do that?
Naturally.
Classic. Or the needle.
I was thinking of the other one. Fire. What is that one with the dragons? And Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah. We had a Rain of Fire.
We can't do this again.
Love that movie.
We talked about for like 10 minutes that movie.
Oh, no.
It's in one of the last best ofs.
That's how good it is.
It is good. Matthew McConaughey is a stud, and it shows the true American. Yeah.
Who's the other guy?
Christian Bale.
He was the bad guy in there, right? No, I think he was a good guy.
He was a good guy, too. He was the anti-hero kind of thing.
Well,
right?
He was the one that was
Matthew
just like...
Matthew McConaughey's the anti-hero.
You're right. Matthew McConaughey, though, is like, let's bring a fight to these dragons.
To these dragons.
And Christian Bale's like, no, we should just hide.
Yeah,
like little rats.
Hole.
Yeah, I remember.
True classic America, rolling a tank up through Britain.
Yeah.
The streets of Britain being like...
They see great in the day, see even better at night.
You could say that Christian Bale was Biden and Matthew McConaughey was Trump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to blow this motherfucking apart.
I like it.
Yeah.
Russia would have never invaded Ukraine if I was president. It wouldn't have happened.
He loves me.
He would have at least asked me first. Yeah. And I would have said, sure, go for it.
Yeah, if you want. And reverse psychology.
Yeah. America said do it. We better not.
So much smarter. You know what? I got Jimmy John's once in my life, and I still deal with their promotional emails. Mm. Like, I delete one every day. I don't know why I don't just, like, unsubscribe from it, but, like, I hate how in this country you buy a sandwich and you're, like, opted in all the things and, everything. You buy one sandwich and they're, like, oh, you know, a newsletter they mail you, emails,
you got
text
all your
messages.
Cookies.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many streaming services do you have that you pay for?
I pay for... I pay for two.
Okay.
ESPN Plus for UFC Fight Nights.
Right.
And then YouTube Premium.
Really?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Premium just keeps the ads off?
Ads away.
Gotcha.
And also allows
you to...
Which are aggravating. Very aggravating. Allows you to also... See, I'm addicted to YouTube. That is a 100% fact. I'm more addicted to YouTube than a 13-year-old is addicted to TikTok.
Gotcha.
I'm addicted to it, but...
You sound like a true millennial, but go ahead.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. You know, but seriously, though, there for a little while, YouTube was king.
Yeah, YouTube was king. However, a lot of the content I ingest on YouTube is more audio than anything.
Interesting.
So a lot of the times, I don't know, I have a weird thing about me where I just feel like if nothing's playing, you know, this is how I know I'm addicted. Let's just use drugs. If I'm not high, something's wrong.
Right.
So at my house, anytime I'm alone, anything like that, if nothing is kind of audio is going on in the background, I kind of feel
welcome to
weird.
Operations in radio.
Yeah.
You never will be able to hear a quiet room the same.
Right.
Although I now can, after 20 years, I can finally again enjoy a quiet room, a quiet space. You're right. After a few years or even a couple years of running a radio station in the operation side, you feel like you can't. If you have quiet, you have dead air, you're losing money.
Yeah.
Silence is weird to me.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of it.
I think that's normal, though. They say the vast majority of people can't really handle silence that well. It's oppressive. yeah. and its emptiness.
Yeah,
what, it was like when two and a half minutes or something. Yeah,
yeah. When I choose to, okay, I'm going to be sitting here in silence. It's like you're sitting there and you're taking like a heat ray and seeing how long you can stand. Sometimes I'm like, yeah.
it's like masturbating with your offhand or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
just doesn't feel right.
What was that?
Yeah.
Maybe we talked about, maybe it was just on the radio show. I don't think I mentioned it on a podcast, but this Microsoft has this, like, it's the quietest room the world.
Yeah.
And they say no one has been able to be in that room for more than 45 minutes because literally after a while, your ears adjust to the quietness of it. And they say, oh, yeah, you're going to hear, you'll hear your heartbeat. Mm-hmm. It'll be pounding in your head. You'll start to hear, then you'll start to hear the blood actually coursing through your veins. And then what gets people, what actually runs people out of the room is when you start to hear your bones rubbing against one another. Like I'm moving my arm right now.
Yeah, you don't hear nothing.
You don't hear nothing. Right, right. But when you're in, this is like negative decibels.
Right.
It is literally, I mean,
absorbed all the sound out of the room.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So any sound that's made is just amplified. Yeah, to hear your bones grinding against one another.
I want to masturbate. Me out, man.
I would absolutely
jerk
love
off in that room.
Yeah,
I would create a beat from that in the sound.
Splash,
splat, where it hits splurt. The side, the other
side
of the room,
or more like dribble.
Yeah.
But the reason why I ask though is because you talk about things that you know notifications
opt
that come
you in.
That, well,
yeah. Yeah, we are
Netflix.
Often society.
I still get texts from Netflix once a week.
Texts?
Text alerts from Netflix once a week saying, hey, this is the special of the week or this is the new video of the week. Right. I haven't ordered a Netflix in over a decade.
Dang.
Think about it.
Oh, like a DVD.
That's how it started. Yeah. People forget that. Like they actually started. Yeah, with they.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Netflix. I'm sorry. I meant Redbox. That's how far. That's how far gone I am from this. Redbox isn't even a thing in my brain anymore.
I don't think it's a thing at all anymore.
It is actually, but streaming only. I think.
Okay, I went to the Dollar General. Recently, and they used to always have that red box, and they'd have like the sun visor that you'd have to pull down because it didn't have the auto.
Yeah, all the shit was just burned into the screen.
Yeah. That thing is gone. The red box is gone.
Well, did Walmart take over the exclusive rights to have one out in front? Because I thought the last time I saw there was one out front of Walmart, and I made fun of the fact on the radio show recently, and they said, oh, I still use Redbox every day, but I don't have service where I live. They live out in the boonies, and they don't have internet service where they live, so they use Redbox every week, you know?
Right.
So I was like, okay, I guess there are people, because I was like, who actually uses Redbox anymore? Because everybody's streaming.
Yeah, people trash Netflix. The boonies.
Yeah,
forget about the boonies. Yeah. I was recently at a broadband symposium kind of thing, and there were some people that are like, I live up at the lake, and I'm tired of not being able to get internet. You live at the fucking lake.
Yeah, the lake.
All right. Did you move to the lake to get good internet?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't get gig speeds at the lake.
You know what your YouTube is sitting out on your back porch every day and like enjoying the lake. Yeah. All right.
Gosh dang it, I can't play Warzone at 4K at the lake.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like you're visiting from Dallas. Enjoy the lake.
That's why you have a cabin at the lake.
Exactly.
Okay? So like for two weekends a year, you can go out there and be like, so this is what it's like to not have internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. We're going internetless, kids, until you like find.
Oh, God, I hate you.
After 2 hours, you're like, okay, I'll create a hotspot. God damn. Jeez.
Well, think about it. Used to, rich people would take a cruise to get away from the internet, get away from their emails for a week or whatever. Now, they made the internet package so cheap that you have to get the internet package.
Well, who doesn't get
relatively
the internet
cheap?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
In the sense
of... Well, when I was cruising, all right, before Patrick was a father.
Bahamas Patrick.
Yeah, Bahamas Patrick. It was still like, it was like $50 a day or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now
but
it's
can't
like,
you just get the password from somebody? Like,
I doubt it. I bet they got that locked down. Yeah there ain't no sharing.
One device per.
Yeah.
Per password. If you log on to another one, you lose it on that device.
That's right. It'd be like landlines back in the day. You had to be like, dude, can you please get off the phone? Yeah. I got to call 911. My grandma died like 3 hours ago.
That means they'd have to have routers in every room. I doubt.
No, they do not.
I doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know.
Maybe you could.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll skirt around it.
Well, hey, I was just going to say, it's not like $50 for the whole week.
Oh, okay.
So all they right. may have made well, it more.
They should have.
Yeah, about damn should, time. Yeah. Because there's a lot be of people. Included.
Yeah, true.
You're canceling out a lot of people. I'm just going to say, man, the fast-paced, modern, very like service and communicative oriented economy that we have, you know, you're gonna lose a lot of people going on mm-hmm. cruises if they cannot if they're gonna have to pay a fortune
respond to an email
7-day cruise $300-$350
yep
yeah. for internet and
which plenty of people paid because yeah. those people do pay
if
you know
you
they
need
will
to, yeah. if you need to but for the average person man me dude I got to respond to an email every day it mm-hmm. doesn't matter if I'm on a freaking vacation or right. not I got to be responding to emails
true
all right
yep
just if it's not for this week it's for next month whatever I got to be responding to emails.
Because when you deal with so many people, you think about it, it may not be a fire, quote unquote, to you.
No.
But to them,
yeah,
it's a fire right
they
now.
They bother to write the emails.
Yeah,
so.
they need something taken care of. Yeah.
I still
at least
need
I
to
can
s- yeah.
I still
respond.
Need to step up my email game because I'm right on the cusp of email being stupid.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm right there. So where like somebody's like, I emailed you, like, dude, text me. And then if I text like a Gen Zer, it's like, dude, FaceTime me or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's like down and down and down.
Send me a snap.
You know, 20-year-old Tyler's nudging yeah. you like, this is so dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, but the text, I got to give my phone number out. That's yeah. the last thing in the world I want to do.
Yeah.
I see people like with their signatures on their emails and they got their cell phone number. I'm like, yep. are you freaking crazy, man?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I'd be having mine out
dude,
on live
just
on
send
there.
It to my Google Glasses.
Right. Those were going to be a thing.
Those were.
And then they weren't.
And then they weren't, yeah.
Because it's America, damn it.
Right.
We still know what's important.
Yeah.
Right?
That I don't want to look stupid while I'm watching porn.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Or
at least
yeah.
want to be cool.
Oops, I accidentally projected it.
Yeah. What else are those invented for? Like, right. Google might as well have just come out and been like, you know, they did the commercial for him, like, oh, you know, you can monitor, you got it all right there. It should have just been a dude jacking off in the chair, being like, do you want to be this guy? I know you do.
Next time I go to Harlan Crow's house and I check out all yeah. his Nazi memorabilia, yeah. I don't want people to know that that's what I'm looking at.
Right. But your Google Glasses will
tell.
Record,
we'll tell. Yep.
Archive.
Yep.
And
make a Twitter post for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
make absolutely. Anybody Google able to access it.
Yeah. yeah.
Up here with Harlan Crow.
Yeah.
That'd be a terrible.
Actually, I don't even know if a picture of that guy exists.
Who's Harlan yeah, yeah. Crow? Sorry. I hate to be the Neanderthal.
I just learned about him yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, well, so did everybody else. Yeah. All right. I don't want to get too far into this, but Clarence Thomas under a lot of fire right now because he apparently has a friend that he's been friends with for decades. From what I understand, like reporting was done on this, like, 8 years ago or something, that he's buddies with a guy who's a big mega donor for the GOP, who turns out that he likes to collect memorabilia or artifacts or whatever.
Well,
yeah,
memorabilia. Like, I know it's the correct term, but it makes you think of like a, you know, a baseball signed by Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, no, this
no,
is Mein Kampf signed
yeah.
by Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler youth yeah. knife.
And like original paintings by Hitler. God,
yeah, yeah.
It must be awful. Like,
yeah,
why would
terrible.
You? Yeah, I've got lots of terrible paintings.
Yeah,
on my wall. Not by my sister. Oh,
no, no.
yeah. Oh, my goodness. She's
oh my
a fantastic painter.
Yeah,
but
thrift store painting.
We have like this thrift, we have this wall that's full of like thrift store paintings,
that's
you know?
Funny.
But in any case, yeah, so Rolling Stone does this article talking about just the other day, I think in the most recent edition, where Clarence Thomas's buddy Harlan Crow, the big GOP,
Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, yeah. The guy that, you know, every once in a while you got to be like, hey, Clarence, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, dude, we're in the middle of a Supreme Court hearing right
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Like,
was
wake up.
Embattled in controversy in like 25 years
ago. Oh, yeah,
ago.
Anita Hill. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
that whole thing. Yeah, yeah. The sexually
nothing
assaulted
but
her.
Marred
so.
With controversy
and
his
I'll
entire
say,
reign.
Dude's an absolute. Like, dummy.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Like,
gotcha.
He's an absolute dummy, but he ain't
stupid.
A Nazi.
Stupid.
He ain't a Nazi because
gotcha.
His buddy collects Third Reich memorabilia.
That's yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, but you're not surprised by the backlash. Or I agree with
yeah,
you
yes,
on this whole thing.
Not, I mean, yeah. Yes. The optics of it are extremely, extremely bad.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And hey, perception
like
is
Spitzer,
reality.
If Elliot Spitzer gets messed over for having sex with a prostitute. You know, Clarence Thomas can get some heat for being friends with a Nazi. All right?
But he's not necessarily a Nazi.
100%. He puts on
just
that freaking spiked helmet and goes, Jawohl.
Which
every
he
day,
was.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Naked. You know,
I
nothing
collect,
but wearing but a swastika patch.
I was telling
straight
you yesterday,
yeah.
I collect axes. and saws. Yeah. I didn't even realize I did. Yeah. I just
and you're
like
not a
was,
lumberjack.
Yeah, I am not a lumberjack. I'm not an axe man.
You like
right?
cutting wood though.
Well,
I mean, yeah. you chop a lot of yeah. wood for your
fire. I don't know if that's
places.
The right verb for it.
Yeah.
But
my bad.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
It's like the cutting dude? Cheese. And
oh, what's his name?
Harlan Crowe.
Yeah. You think Harlan Crowe hasn't killed at least a couple Jews? At least a couple.
Well, it was just circumstantial.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They just self defense. It just happened to be Jews.
Collateral damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just happened to be Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You,
if I
you
walk
crash,
your...
you crash a plane in Tel Aviv and kill a couple of people. Yeah. yeah. Does that make you?
Yeah, bro.
Does that make you an anti-Semite?
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
But you're but right. Like, where you're going with that?
Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Hey, let me show you my study. And there's freaking swastika. Bill. I'm just a fan. Just
assuming.
Know, what do you say?
You have a second life.
Yeah. Like, what do you say? I'm a fan? Fan right. of what? You know? I'm a collector of like, well, the greatest thing that ever happened yeah. in history.
Exactly. It'll eventually you know? Come out.
Yeah.
Ask enough questions.
I love World War II. But mostly because of Patrick, he's taught
love?
Me a lot. I love it. Yeah, that's a weird statement.
He loved it. He wished there was another and
yeah,
another.
Yeah. yeah. Wish I was
why
did
there only have to
time?
Be that one?
Yeah. yeah. World War II fell off. Or World War I fell
yeah.
off, dude.
Yeah.
World War II We're, is right
freaking
down.
Baby boomers.
That's
yeah.
totally
that
World War I.
Yeah, yeah. If there's a, like a more interesting historical event than World War II, I want to know about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
with,
what I mean. It's incredibly
I'm you,
interesting.
I'm with you.
Yeah. And, dude,
for
I
Americans.
Love learning.
For
everybody. For
everybody,
I think,
yeah.
For
the
like,
world.
I like learning about the German stuff.
Right.
It's intensely. They were so good. Yeah. They were really good.
I guess it
That's
was
That's why
world
they were
war.
Able to do what they did.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get the idea there, but it's just the optics of it.
It's just.
You hey, said he has other stuff. Maybe he has an Italian thing. Maybe a Japanese thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has
I
no
mean,
allies.
Here's the thing. Let's say you play. This was on. I was listening to Fifth Column podcast, and they were talking about this. One of the points that was raised on there was like you play a Call of Duty World War II game, so, and you play on. Yeah, I'm
squeaking.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Rubbing
against it. Was that coming through?
Yeah.
yeah. I was just jerking it. Sorry.
right in front of us. yeah.
It's the best way to do it. It's a power move. It's like LBJ.
Yeah, yeah, because this is why. Yeah.
I did ask to measure them earlier.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
I mean,
yes, but on Call of Duty World War II version, somebody you play online, somebody's got to play the Germans, right? Somebody got to play the Germans. All right, does that make you a Nazi yeah. if you play as the Germans, if you prefer the K98?
But why
if
do you prefer?
Because the MP40,
oh, I
bro.
See. I
yeah,
because yeah,
the
MP40.
Yeah, is all
that
wicked.
Noise.
Yeah, with the suppressor on it, dude. Yeah. Nobody can even
and
hear
then
you.
The MG, which one was
42.
It? The MG 42. Yeah, come
the,
on, bro.
The 34 that's... was good enough.
Yeah.
All right. But the 42, they were like, oh, dude, is 800 rounds a minute not enough for you? Yeah. Let's try 1,200.
Yeah. Preferring the German armory
yeah.
over the German, you know, that's yeah. a little, I mean,
that's
to
a
be,
different.
I'm trying to bridge the gap.
I know what you, I know what you're
you
talking
mean.
About.
Yes, yeah.
I went in, there's a state park not too far from here that's got a fantastic firearms museum. I've been to a lot of firearms museum. This is the best one that
that's
I've been
cool.
to outside of Baden-Württemberg
yeah,
in
yeah,
Germany.
Yeah.
This firearms museum is first
they have an STG?
Class. They do, and they got an MP40, STG-44.
Nice.
They got all the German weaponry, and you see like the little American section. It's like
yeah.
tiny, yeah. It's like it's like a dagger, you know.
Yeah,
and then you see the German section. You're like, that dude was a Nazi.
yeah,
whoever owns this freaking museum is a Nazi.
yeah,
you know. But that's not true. Okay,
yeah.
that's not
funny.
Necessarily
I see what you're saying,
true.
Yeah.
yeah, it's just. Well,
the man with the
point,
whitest name ever, by the way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What is it?
Well,
Herbert Crow?
Kind of Native American.
What is this? What's his name?
Harlan Crow.
Harlan Crow, dude.
I mean, I put Harlan Globetrotters and Jim Crow together.
Yeah,
I'm probably saying, wrong thing to do.
He's a black indigenous person. Like how?
Yeah, really?
No. Oh, no, he's white.
I'm yeah.
like, dang.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Racist
Harlan Crow.
Wow.
Yeah, that guy's
cool
the
name,
embodiment
though.
Of whiteness. Like, you know?
yeah. But it's just the anyway, headline that got yeah. me. It was just like, what was it? It was like
Clarence Thomas.
The Republican mega donor who collects Nazi prizes owns.
owns.
Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas is black. This dude is white.
Yeah, that's a bad headline.
All right, yeah. It's very purposeful. It's a bad headline, but it's very. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, this is his master.
Yeah,
right.
Ooh,
and, yeah.
Even worse. That was like that. Yeah, no, I didn't even think about it seriously until you said that. Like, it was master owned him because I was thinking like the kids use it today. Owned, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you've been pwned, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever. Right.
Or, no, and they're trying to use it in the way of like you know Donald Trump owns half the Republican candidates up there,
right?
Because he donated to all their
campaigns.
So there's
like a three, deep, but there's a three layers.
Yeah.
There.
But when you make it to the third one, you're like, ooh
yeah, I did. Yeah. That's a good. That was like, remember when the Asian guy got real good in basketball, and I cannot remember his name.
Jeremy Yao Ma,
right?
No, not him. After him. It was Lin.
Jeremy Lin.
When he got real big, there was a ESPN article or some, I don't know where the article came from.
Who was it? It was the dude.
But the title was, and I think he was playing for the Suns then. Was he playing for the Suns or the Knicks? No, the Knicks.
Knicks.
It was the Knicks, he said. And the Knicks chink in the armor.
Yeah.
Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
And he's the only Asian guy on the team, I think, at that point.
And
so
Floyd Mayweather, I remember that. Floyd Mayweather, of course, the greatest boxer of our generation, one of the greatest boxers of our generation, was saying, like, oh, everybody's racist for putting him up. You know, like, they're all focusing on him. It's like, yeah, he's the Asian guy, like, actually competing with all the black guys, all right? He's, like, able to get a shot in once in every now and then.
And when the two white announcers, when Leah Thomas was swimming, they were like, must be the dick.
Yeah, gotta be. Must be the dick.
Must be the dick.
Give the aerodynamics.
Yeah, we gotta hurry up. I gotta go to 4D after this.
Yeah, yeah. Or hydrodynamics, I guess it would be, right?
For Lynn. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Hydrodynamics.
4D's nuts.
Yeah, 4D's nuts. Sorry. Where's 4D?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't fall for it.
I'm not buying into your dick joke, bro. Anyway, Clarence Thomas isn't a Nazi. He's just stupid. That's what
the
idea.
Well, he just has a friend that maybe is stupid.
I think he's a little stupid.
Do you have stupid friends? Yes, you do. Do you have stupid friends? Yes, you do. Do I have stupid friends? You better freaking believe I got
stupid friends. I do a podcast
with
you two every week.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. I was going to say, if you're sitting in the room with a group of people that are your friends and you're not the stupid one, then
here's what I'm saying.
They don't have
and not even stupid, but just weirdos.
Go ahead. No, and you can keep the old ones.
Tyler tells me about all his buddies that are like child molesters and stuff nowadays. Like, you got weird friends and
what? I don't know anybody that does those things.
Anymore, right? I mean, well, you're not.
What?
Are you pen pals with them while they're in prison or something? I mean.
Not friends with them. He's
all right. Maybe they haven't been convicted of that just yet.
They haven't done any crime, to my knowledge.
You have friends that are weirdos. You were talking about it yesterday.
Yes, I have friends that are weirdos. Yes.
It turns out that they're weirdos. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe
but
you weren't
let's
weird
see here.
With them. If my buddy invited me over to his place and he's like, check this out. You haven't been in this room before, have you? And I get in there and it's a child porn. It's a flag from the Third Reich stretches from wall to wall, and he's got like a German cannon or something in there, and a bunch of other members. I'm like, sorry, dude. Yeah. I don't know if I can be friends with you.
But here's the thing: if headline comes out, local podcast and radio host turns out he's friends with egregious pedophile. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna understand that. I'm gonna have to lay low and understand.
Yeah, yeah,
I understand. Like, you can't be associated with
I
nobody.
I was joking, people. 100% joking.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
I'm gonna go through my Facebook friends list and see if there's any registered sex offenders.
Yeah. Now you're gonna kick. Close to that.
Separate yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patrice O'Neill always said he doesn't, one of my favorite comedians, he's like, he was passed away, rest in peace. He's like, I don't even litter because I'm afraid if I just throw a Pepsi can behind me, they're going to have my fingerprints. So there's going to be a dead white woman behind the bush.
Yeah.
They're going to be the Pepsi can killer.
Dude, I'll be thinking about that stuff too.
Pepsi can killer.
I'll be thinking about that stuff too, for real.
Litter.
Oh, yeah. Just randomly how somehow your DNA got somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
That happens.
Totally.
It does happen.
That happens. You remember 2007, I believe, the Madrid, Spain train bombings.
Mm-hmm.
They find what they say are fragments, leftovers from the bomb or whatever. They do a fingerprint test on them, and there's a match.
Uh-huh.
Who is it?
Joe Biden.
Well, later on. So that, yes, yeah. But before then,
it was Carlos Danger.
It was just like some two-bit nobody that lived in like Portland. And they like arrested him. I might be like.
That's okay. Go for it.
You're Guantanamo Bay for 6 years.
Yeah. Right. And turns out he worked at Lowe's that just assembled the lamp part that they used bomb. You know,
that's when they realized that people can have the same fingerprints.
Yeah.
Like they're not as unique. And I read the story I read was like, actually, that is a whole myth. It was some like French dude. It's always a French dude. Yeah, like in the 1700s, it was like, everybody's got a different fingerprint. And, and they were like, oh, yeah, let's check it out. And they're like, oh, this is stupid. Sure, dude, whatever. Yeah. Everybody's got a different fingerprint.
Well, it definitely depends on the point.
Everybody says the same thing about snowflakes. They all look the same.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Yeah. You ever said that? Who hasn't said that? I've said it.
Yeah.
Well, they're all the same, you know? Yeah. Like, have I ever looked at... No, I haven't. I'm just going off what some French guy said.
Right.
About snowflakes.
It definitely depends on how many points of the print that they have.
You watch enough Law & Order, I agree with
that's
you.
That's the only thing. That's the only way I know that.
Yeah.
Well, turns out you can share, you know? So next time there's an Al-Qaeda attack, you better watch out. They might be coming after you because...
That's true.
Don't think that you got the same fingerprint.
Absolutely. The beard, the fingerprint, done.
Yeah.
The tan skin.
The seven prayers towards Mecca every Friday.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Alhamdulillah. Go to jail.
Yeah. I like pork chops. Yeah. I love pork chops.
I'll eat bacon right now.
Yeah, right now, whatever it takes. Yeah.
Bacon wrap pork chop.
I love it. Yeah. I can laugh at myself.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You're blinking. I don't think it's working anymore.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you blinked it out, dude. But yeah, apart from that, let's see here. So,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
My vape addiction.
Herschel Crowe or what? Herschel?
Herschel. Yeah. You're done.
Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker.
You're done on this subject.
Nah,
Herschel Walker.
He didn't get elected.
I keep forgetting his first name.
That's a Nazi.
Yeah,
definitely.
More
all
case
right.
of a Nazi than
that's hilarious.
Cunan Crowe or what is it?
Yep. Yeah.
He's the Pope.
I keep forgetting
next
his
name. Yeah. You got the shaman doing his little thing over here. Herschel
Did you see
Walker.
The QAnon shaman get tripped?
Or shaman?
Shaman.
Is it?
Yeah, he was riding his bike, and then like there was like a stray skateboard, and he fell. Like it just completely biffed it
like,
on his bike.
Like since he got out of jail? Yeah. He got out of jail the other day.
Yeah, yeah. Man. And now he was doing like a parade for
it. He ate it.
And some dude definitely shoved the skateboard.
A parade for what?
It was him and his delusional friend behind
He's
him.
He's back like,
like parading, yeah.
Because he was on a bike with
he
the
got,
thing
like, out
and
of
the outfit. And
I
the
thought he
thing.
Got out of jail telling everybody like, I was on drugs and I was mistaken. I was heavenly mistaken.
He's
heavenly
back at it.
He's
mistaken.
Back.
Heavenly mistaken.
Recidivism.
Heavenly.
Recidivist is what I say. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a habitual fucking lunatic.
You kind of won. You know, you bake a loaf of bread one time, you ain't a baker. All right. You drive a truck one day, you ain't a trucker.
But.
You're a fucking lunatic time.
Yeah,
you're a fucking lunatic the rest of your life.
Yeah, you ever hear the guy who's like, I'm back. I'm better after the mental insane asylum. What? No. I'm still definitely not sharing an interview.
Dude, you may be back and medicated.
You see that girl that just walked by? I got her digits already as 911.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, she, I'm not going to say anything. Cause her
Cruiser 43?
Her fiance lives in Arkansas, or works in Arkansas in law enforcement.
Oh.
So I'm not going to say anything about her.
Problems.
No, I will say that Officer Rodriguez of the Broken Bow Police Department, you can cut it off if you want, is great.
No, I don't
Officer Rodriguez,
didn't say
that's her name.
Illegal.
Yeah. She listens to the show daily.
911, what's your emergency? Well.
Yeah. Too hot to handle out there.
Mrs. Officer.
So what was I? QAnon shaman.
Yeah.
He's riding on his bike down the street.
He's got BMX with pegs on the front
and
back.
No, I don't believe so. Straight mountain, which is interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a very reserved vehicle.
Yeah.
To come up out of the mountains as a shaman.
He's a fucking DoorDash driver.
Yeah, that's right. That's basically the only work he can get. Because the only reason is because they don't background check. But he's riding down the street.
You don't need a social security card, I don't think, for that job.
He's definitely eating your fries.
Yeah. It was just like a skateboard just comes out of nowhere and he hits it on the bike and completely biffs it and chases after somebody. And that's where the video cuts off. I'm like, back at it, dude.
He's like, is this in D.C.? Please tell me it wasn't in D.C.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. He's like, got like a QAnon.
Runs mistakenly back into the Capitol.
Yeah. Whoops. probably get you shot.
You gotta
in
send
the
me
throat.
This video, man. I gotta
yeah, I'll see if I can pull it up. We're actually at the halfway point. Do you wanna
take a break?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm looking for microphones for the studio. I'd like to get uniform microphones, but they're expensive, the good ones. And so I did some YouTube reviews, checked them out. This one is of the REs. This one was the best. I'm sure you probably even looked at the same one.
100%.
Great.
This is the best microphone. Yeah.
Yeah. That one was the second best.
Yeah.
And then the RE 520 or whatever it was, mm-hmm. the other one, the third one is the third best now. But
that one is the most popular.
Yeah. They said that was the better one even over this one.
I believe there's a reason for that.
Okay.
And this is not interesting at all.
We're talking about that one being the Shure microphone.
Yeah. The Shure SM78?
7B. Yeah.
7B.
Yeah.
Duh. I like Reddit.
Stupid.
Yeah. That one is plug and play. This one is not. This one has a lot more capability, but you have to finagle it.
Gotcha.
This is
listen to a podcast where they got bad mics, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That podcast is never going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm listening to one.
A bad podcast with good mics,
mm-hmm.
it's going to get some traction.
Yep, right.
Yeah,
100%.
It's called The Regrettable Century.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's this one that I want to be really good because, you know, I know who it is, but there's audio issues. There has been audio issues from get-go, and for whatever reason, they switch mics, they change mm-hmm. this, that, and the other, and they just cannot get it fixed. Mm. I think to the point that I'm just going to come down there and see what settings they got, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And see their setup because I know there's probably no, you know, there's probably flat walls and lots of echo.
I don't even think that matters at this point. Like if you're doing a podcast and you have some sort of mic and it doesn't sound good, you're just, cause there's not even like the way I edit this thing. Is in an intensive audio workshop.
Uh-huh.
I've created these mics already go through a processor through this Zoom,
right?
But I throw extra ones on there. I don't know if you notice, our podcast sounds freaking excellent,
right.
Like really, really good.
For sure.
You know, and
that's because we're in a studio to start with.
That's true too,
and good voices. Yeah. Let me just say real quick. I was telling Tyler this morning. I listened to a podcast yesterday. Now, just say if any listener goes to look this up, it's a 2-year-old podcast, but it was the Ben Shapiro
mm-hmm.
show,
mm-hmm.
and it had a reporter that I've been interested in for a long time, Matt Taibbi. Had both of them. Matt Taibbi is always, I've heard his voice before. He always sounds like he's about to like cry or something. Like the way his voice is, like he's about to just like break down in tears. Ben Shapiro. God, what a weaselly. Yeah. I've heard about this guy. I've read some of his writings. I am not like a ideologue with him or anything, but you know, he is like a young conservative kind of guy. So interesting to hear what he's got to say. Terrible voice.
Yeah, the worst.
Absolutely awful, awful voice. And I couldn't even listen to the podcast. I already knew going into it that Matt Taibbi was going to be bad. Mm-hmm. Listening to his writings, fantastic. He's a writer. And I say me, my writing's a lot better.
Oh, it just sounds like you wedgie him for days.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Just atomic wedgie. Do a podcast from there. Just hold the mic up.
Oh, my gosh.
But then Ben Shapiro, I was not prepared for how bad his voice is. So good voices matter a lot. But yes, thank you, Tyler, because you are like our producer as well.
Huh? That's true. But there's a website I could just use. That's free.
Really?
That you could just record into.
Com?
Yeah, I mean, it might as well be that you could just record into, and it just has a baseline processor that will filter out the echo and the nonsense. If you're like, it's just lazy.
Or you get you a cloud lifter. I think they're like $150 or $125,
dude.
Can we get that? What was
all that external equipment can be recreated?
That's true.
On a simple, you know, and these things do it just automatically. What's
you're
the
gonna
one?
Put some effects, but do that like what Peter Frampton uses at some of his concerts.
Talk
the
box.
The guitar talkie box thing.
With the cloud lifter, it allows you to bring the gain down, so mm-hmm. you don't have a lot of that background hiss and
right.
What, yeah.
But these are just this is just a standard. This is the input here. Yep. So whatever is into it, you can recreate. Like, absolutely. You know, you could take, you know, $1,000
individual channeled. Like,
yeah, 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 exactly. Anyway,
yeah,
you know,
sorry.
Hack Peter Frampton. we have like just auto YouTube because yeah. the only streaming thing that we do in our house now is the YouTube Red, yeah. or Premium or whatever. Yeah,
you jumped on the bandwagon.
I did jump on the bandwagon.
I thought that was
never
the porn one.
Yeah, YouTube Red.
YouPorn. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. No, it's YouTube Red, right?
It's YouTube Red. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Or YouTube Premium.
I've never been to YouPorn.com.
No, it's not a good one. I don't like it.
No.
People who beat off to this also beat off to this. I don't think I've
I'm a porn hub man.
Yeah, yeah.
Through and through.
You're a porn
just
hub
like
man?
Just like my father and my father's father and his yeah. father before him.
Yeah. I like ghetto gaggers.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Is this it's the been one with so the, long since like the dude eats a chicken sandwich? The
yeah, yeah,
time?
That's a great yeah, one. Yeah. I don't know. It's like Chris Rock. It's like a Chris Rock joke where he's talking about like black porn.
Yeah.
It's like there's like a bullet. There's like she's like the chick has like a bullet hole in her ass. Like a scar. yeah. Anyway. But yeah, I'll tell you one thing I've been doing is gaming a lot at the house.
Do
and oh my gosh,
you feel.
What are you playing right now?
Sorry,
I'm playing Overwatch.
Okay,
which is also porn related. Weirdly, there's a lot of Overwatch porn.
That's funny.
But I'm playing it, and it's like,
excuse
yeah,
me?
In yeah. the game, like
no, outside of that,
yeah.
That's funny. People take the characters and turn them into, you know.
Role
yeah,
play.
Yeah,
all the characters I've seen are like the giant fat dudes.
Yeah, no, the women. The women there's characters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
are they little sprites and stuff?
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Sprightly.
Like little,
sprightly.
Then they there's got like little a thick one.
Pointy ears
there's like
taped
a
on.
Thick one that's like, hey,
oh, really?
Thick cartoon porn, dude. But,
why was he?
That's woke?
Why did he become
that's nice
yeah.
and woke?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is she like indigenous or something, yeah. too?
Watch, be respectful. That's like woke porn.
Porn that's yeah. unoffensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. May
to
I
your liberal progressive sensibilities? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
may I shove your face into the pillow? That yeah. would be great. Thank you for asking.
PC porn is actually asking in the moment if
yeah.
this is okay.
Yeah, may yeah, I yeah. bait to you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just put your privilege
yeah.
down.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah like yeah. Louis C.K. I guess there in a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
yeah. But
I'm sorry, Louis.
Oh, but I've been playing Overwatch, and when
you jerk off to front of me anytime,
wouldn't mind. Well, it's like I think there's a meme about this. I heard it, but when you're doing call outs for a game, holy cow, what that must sound like to the other room.
Oh, like your family?
Yeah, yeah. He's coming on me. Like, you know, I finished him. I you know, like it's insane. Like I've been playing with my Canadian friend and he'd been up there. He's like doing that all the time. He's like, there's three guys, they're coming on me. They're finishing. I'm done.
Right on my ass. They're in my ass yeah, yeah. right now.
They're on top of me.
I'm pinned in.
Yeah. And it sounds weird. So I'm like,
they're fragging me. Yeah. Fragging. Right in my hole. I'm in the hole right now, and they're fragging me here.
Oh, man. I took
fragging
a shot.
In the hole.
I took a shot.
Oh.
Yeah, but
no, I'll never play a video game again.
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing that, and now I'm at the point where I'm needing to – I got to go home today, uh-oh. And I've got to confront –
it's when you have like a woman that lives in your house
yeah.
and a child, that's what you ask. You tell yourself every day, it's like, I gotta go home today.
Yeah.
I have to go home today.
So that's
oh
happening.
My god, wow,
whether
work
I like
has
it or
never
not.
Been more popular since I became a family man.
Yeah, I'm at work, leave me alone. I'm just staring dead eyed into the abyss.
It don't matter what you're doing,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
you'd be researching the show,
yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
TikTok. You know.
Thinking, all right? I'm thinking hard. But yeah, I got to go home today and be like, listen, all right, I was some sort of deal. I got to make you a deal. I need you and that little cretin out of the house for a night.
And Miles, you're 24 years old right now.
Yeah,
you finally learned
yeah.
about the
yeah.
regrettable podcast
your
dad
dead.
Did so yeah. long
your father's
ago.
Dead yeah. and he left you a link in yeah. your Dropbox or something.
So
like, son, I want
actually,
you to-
he loves you very much. But understand.
Just not at this particular moment.
There are moments all parents hate their children.
Yeah. Of course, as we've discussed.
If you just tried a little harder, yeah. Miles.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been a better son.
Just so needy right now. Feed me. Ugh, again? You know, fourth time today.
Decency to actually ask you. He just screams at you.
Yeah, yeah. It's indiscernible. Okay, that didn't work.
With crap in his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, that's a great way. That's a great human interaction. Let me change your diaper. Yeah. It's going to make me love you more.
I never thought in a million years I would ever wipe anybody else's asshole but mine. You know, that was it.
Oh,
the titties is whatever.
Yeah.
Titties distracted.
No, cool I was making sure they weren't coming in here.
Looking at Jay, it's like he can't even see the other side of the fishbowl here.
Yeah.
He radar. Senses.
Yeah, yeah.
He senses, damn.
Yeah.
Double D's? Was that what they were?
I don't even notice. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It was a lot of them.
Yeah. A whole bunch.
Whatever they was, it was a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Downtown, where we're at, has never been more exciting.
You know, you just got a spidey senses. Spidey senses tingling.
Oh, yeah.
Look behind me.
Yeah. That's what, oh, man. So I'm talking with Allie, and she's like talking about, do you look at other women? Well, would you look at another woman in front of me? I'm like, of course. But you'd never know.
Are y'all exclusive?
I mean, no need to get into all that
now. I mean, that would be a natural question. I would think. My bad.
I'm not having sex with no one. Gotcha. Let me say that.
But that's okay.
There you
but
go.
If a woman is asking a man if they're going to look at another woman in front of them, you would think there would be something there.
Sure.
Possibly.
Of course.
Possibly building.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference between like my wife, a woman who's been married for 11 years now, who is just like, did you see that ass over
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Like, you bet I did.
Mine as well. Mine usually was something along the lines of.
We're at the point now we help each other.
Exactly.
You know, I'm like, you see that dude over there? You know, and she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Look at that girl over there. Yeah.
Mine'll be like, I almost wore that. And I'll be like, oh, man. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't, babe.
Yeah. It's just different. I mean, she's like, I check out women. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't. First of all, you don't.
Yeah.
And then secondly, you don't do it right. I mean, a guy could be like, yep. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all they need. A glance. Quick. I'll tell you like your bra size. Yeah. I'll tell you everything about it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Terminator scan.
Exactly.
You know? Which we've perfected over many years of practice.
Of course. Yeah.
Like Google, I've detected 1.8 billion matches.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 0.3 of a second.
Right. It's like when Jerry Seinfeld on Seinfeld, he's like, it's like the sun. You don't look at cleavage that long. You just get a quick glance and look away. You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, you'll never know if I do.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Yeah.
And I told her an instance in which it happened.
Nice.
But also it wasn't like I couldn't help it. And it was a very dire situation. It just tells you what a pig I am sometimes. Uh-oh. So I'm bringing my son into a hospital, has like 104 fever. He's dying of COVID. And and this nurse reaches over and it's like, whoom! And I'm like,
okay.
Yeah. I was like, and it was.
You saw the one, then you looked at the other.
Right, right. Made sure my son was okay.
Exactly.
After, like, you know,
made sure she was fine. Yeah. She's fine.
There's no instance in which I'm not going to look at cleavage. I'm sorry.
For whatever reason, you instantly thought about feeding your son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I better get him fed.
Yeah,
I could be like
could
in
you?
A yeah. You'd be about to have my head cut off by the Al Qaeda or something.
Oh, yeah.
If I see a flash, I'm gonna be like,
oh. No, yeah.
Like, there's nothing that will ever get in the way
definitely.
Of me checking out real quick.
The only time I wear sunglasses if I'm at the beach.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's not
scan.
And, yeah, that's not for my wife. She knows what's happening behind the glasses. Mm-hmm. There's no hiding that.
But there's like reasonable doubt.
But no, it's for the
it's for the lady.
It's for the other lady.
Yeah.
Because
certainly.
If I catch a second or third look, okay, because we live in a small town, there's not a lot of G-strings running around the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I do catch a second or even third glance.
You've been a broken bow recently.
If she's looking in my direction, she doesn't see my eyes catch. You know what I mean? And where they're going.
Sure.
So I that's more respectable
but
in my opinion.
They're wanting.
You're right. They have to be right.
Like, what are you looking at? I can't believe it. It's like, they're coming out of your turtleneck. What are you like? Of course you want. You know, like. That's what you're doing right now.
Right.
You know, you'd be wearing a little House on the Prairie dress. If you didn't.
I think it's very few women actually would wear a skimpy anything to anywhere and then be mad that a dude's
can't
looking.
Believe.
But then again, there are guys that probably take it overboard. It's like just staring uncomfortably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
If you have like an aggressive widow's peak at 24 years old, you're definitely like just like locked in, dude. You can't help it.
Oh, my goodness. And if she's being nice to you and you're 44 years old with an aggressive widow's peak, she's just at work, bro.
Yeah, that's
don't
all
hit
it
on
is.
Her.
Yeah. You're just at, dude, you're at the Whole Foods.
She's a waitress.
Cool.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but absolutely. I will always, forever, and a day scan a
good looking booty,
good looking something or other.
I think that's
a good pair of eights. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
there, right?
I think that's
a pair of
natural.
What?
Eights.
Eights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought you said AIDS.
Why are you? You've been so focused on AIDS recently.
I'm like got AIDS on the mind.
It's like AIDS is behind your back. You never know.
Yeah. I'm always like,
he's scared of the AIDS. He's behind me. Yeah.
Turn on the bathroom light.
Everything is just AIDS to you.
Yeah,
nowadays.
I know.
It's like one of those mucus commercials where the dude's standing there. You know the mucus ball or whatever.
Yeah.
The AIDS is right next to him.
Yeah, no, AIDS here on my shoulder.
In all seriousness, we should all feel like that because, Kendall and I've been
AIDS,
watching
dude.
The show, and it's like Freevee. Freevee.
Oh yeah.
This
one's
like a free TV, you know, but it's got ads, so it's like cable.
You're right.
It's just cable is what it is. And there's I don't know, I've joked about this before, but it still holds up to this day. There's like three types of commercials. There's of course your ridiculous fast food fast food commercials. Mm-hmm. Then there's the white guy who pays far too much for his car insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And then what it is now was drug commercials, but specifically I've been seeing three in the rotation, HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
And one of them is like, do not take this if you have HIV. Dang. And I'm like,
well, excuse me?
What are you? What? And I realize I watched the commercial again. It's all like gay people, trans people, and black people. And it's like, really like honing in in this commercial.
AIDS
here
fell off, dude. It's making a comeback.
I thought it was
cured. Comeback tour.
I thought the Rotary Club cured it or something.
Whatever Magic Johnson takes, I want that.
Yeah, that's what they got. It's a pill infused with Magic Johnson's blood.
Yeah,
I guess you take and it prevents HIV or something. Yeah.
I think it's just a sauna where he burns $100 bills under the coals.
Yeah,
maybe. But three different, like, it's just how to trivialize HIV. You know when, like, a pandemic's not a pandemic anymore is when they start making, like, ask your doctor today about Trilexis. And
I've never seen
I saw a COVID pill commercial recently. COVID, Paxlovid.
Yep.
That's what it's like. Three different people going like, "I got the COVID, so I went COVID Paxlovid."
Yeah. Oh, we'll go with AIDS Schmades.
Yeah, COVID Schmovid is definitely what I. But you know, that's how like some shit ain't serious anymore. Is when you start seeing this, like, ask your doctor today about the COVID pill,
and you can finally rollerblade with your partner in the park or whatever the fuck those commercials are.
And
doing.
I looked at like every one of those commercials is the same. It's like made by the same ad agency or something where they're just like, you know, when you have the disease right at the beginning of the commercial, everything's kind of like dark and you got a lot of Kleenex around you, you know, you're wearing like a robe, you know, and then as you're taking the medicine and getting better, like things just get brighter. Everything's so vibrant, you know, you're like wearing a nice clothes and stuff. You're like doing until you,
it should be the opposite with an AIDS, like it starts dark and it starts light, like your life is good, and then it just descends.
You have HIV.
Okay, finally you can blow strangers in a hotel room with no worry.
My wife, though, she made the point. She was
sharing
like,
needles. And,
my wife's really sensitive to this. She's a liberal. All right. It's still like a you know, she's old school liberal, but you know, she
don't get like.
Yeah, she don't like AIDS as next to you know as anybody else. No more than anybody else does, and you know the trans thing confuses her a little bit, but. She made a good point. She was like, it's like every couple in this commercial, it's like a hetero or like a cis black couple, mm-hmm. okay? It's a gay couple or mm-hmm. it's a trans person. She's like, doesn't this commercial make you think like that it, that this company's suggesting that these particular groups of people are very promiscuous?
Right.
She was like, because otherwise, she looked at me, she's like, you could have AIDS.
Yeah.
But you know what? I know you don't. And if maybe you live the lifestyle, which there are particular groups that are going to be more susceptible to it or more likely to get it. Testing might be a particular part of your experience then, right. of your sexual experiences, right? And if you're with a monogamous, if you're in a monogamous relationship, then the question of you having AIDS and passing it to your partner is pretty much out of mm-hmm. the question. That ain't going to happen. Nobody's ever going to, never do I have sex with my wife, do I think like, what am I going to catch?
What am I going to catch right.
from this?
Yeah. Right. You
know? So yeah. her point being, is that it makes whoever's presented in this commercial must obviously just be running around all the time
yeah.
in situations where you never know where you might just like catch a little HIV.
Yeah. I think we got us fellows especially because I know us on a personal level and I know that we're not promiscuous because you and I are married and I know you're we've shared many things together. I think I don't know everything. Yeah.
Oh,
I'd
tell you.
Yeah. So he'd tell me.
And every opportunity he had. Yeah.
So yeah. I have AIDS. Yeah. Okay.
But damn, was it worth
that.
It?
Yeah. Yeah. Who is that commercial for? But if like you're laying in a hospital bed, 90 pounds, like, oh,
who is it? I wish I sure had that before. Yeah.
But I think there are a lot of people.
Exactly. Who is the commercial for?
Yeah. I think there are a lot of people out there that are promiscuous. Very. Sure. Very promiscuous.
But they say millennial Gen Z, the least promiscuous generations of all time.
They're just masturbating in a computer chair.
Absolutely.
That's what's going on in Gen Z.
So
right
it's not it's not by choice.
No, and Gen Z's terrified. Like, they won't go into college if, like, one bad thing is just, like, even consensual. What's this, like, a buddy of mine got, a buddy I saw a couple weekends ago, he got wrapped up in one of these, like, incidences where it wasn't legal. It never got legal, but he got a text from the girl where she was like, yeah, it was consensual, but it wasn't. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like a pressured consensualization.
That sounds like blackmail, extortion.
No, it was consensual. No, it was like where she said yes, but she really meant no.
Yeah, it was consensual. You know what I'm talking about?
There's a she said yes, but she didn't want to.
Yeah, she felt like pressured into it or something.
Not really, but yeah. I guess.
Is she gaslighting?
Has like the time of her life, maybe gaslighting, has the time of her life Friday night and then Saturday morning when she's like, hey, I had a good time last night. Yeah. Exactly.
Wait a second.
This is the worst experience she had. Ever.
He's like, hey, just had a good time with you. Love to meet up again sometimes. She's like, well, actually, I felt like I was extremely pressured into the situation. Right. I'd feel a lot more comfortable if we never saw each other again. Just like, dude.
Hey, that's took care of itself.
And this guy, rightfully so,
it takes
just like,
a lot of lying to get to that.
I don't know if the the damn city rape police, if the vice squad's going to be knocking at his door at any particular point, you know?
Yeah. And, for sure.
I mean, that's crazy. That's just a crazy life of a reality you live if living a promiscuous life like that. For sure.
For sure, man. It's it is a reality. You got to be
HIV.
Careful. Yeah.
HIV as well as the possibility that a chlamydia. Drunk hookup claims that you
turning non-consensual sex definitely. Into a side hustle. All right? That's what you're doing.
Yeah, maybe.
That happens.
It's possible. I'm not saying every woman does that.
No.
Or every situation is the same. But
not at all.
Especially if you are an affluent person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you had a lot of money, that would be one of the first things you thought about.
Yeah.
Is if I have drunken sex with this person who seems like they want to do it right now,
mm-hmm.
wakes up in the morning and says, I didn't want to do that, they could sue me.
Yeah,
you know what 100%. I mean? So, again, I'm not trying to say anything's okay or whatever. No. But
and then it always comes down to a word against word. You
got one of these guys. Don't ever trust these guys.
I can tell.
This is a freaking scam is what this guy's doing right now.
Looks like
I bought a grapefruit from your business. It was already bitten into.
He comes in. He's got the best of the bunch. So, listeners, what's good? What we got going on is Jay has just had a traveling fruit salesman walking into yes, they exist.
The pitch, dude, is serious.
Yeah.
Oh man, he's
all
into it.
In it.
Yeah. He's in it.
Tuck your shirt in, bro.
I know, dude. At least have like.
Yeah, but.
Have some respect for yourself.
He's in here trying to sell citrus and. I have bought fruit from these guys before, and they come in, they got the pre-sliced fruit, dude. It's, yeah, they went and,
it's died.
They went to Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
And Walmart only shitting around on some of their citrus, man. They get the good stuff. And so he goes to Walmart, he cuts open a couple and be like, that look good, right? And you're nice, like, dude, that's the best looking grapefruit I ever seen. And he's like, $40. I'll get you. I got a crate out front. I can get, yeah, he's got his truck right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get it and you bite into it. It's the worst grapefruit.
Wax.
It's, yeah.
It's nasty.
You wish
I've
it was
been
wax.
Had. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's it, mealy.
Twice, man. I've given that same dude. Same dude twice.
Same guy?
Yeah. I don't know if you just saw his little move where he wipes the grapefruit from under his nose. He's like, that's what it is, man. It comes out your nose. And
hey, will you pull that door open real quick? Sure. Slide it open?
Yeah.
Dude, the hustle
is
real.
Way to go, Laney. You didn't get suckered in by that joker. That charlatan. Huckster.
Yeah, it's a
scam.
Fruit scam.
Fruit scam.
Yeah, he's fruity.
Yeah.
I love it. He said he was, she said he was fruity.
The fruit scam.
Fruit scam.
I didn't think she was into fruit anyways.
Right, no.
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 Fruit Loops.
Jay Lindley.
Yeah.
5 minutes till noon.
Yeah, it is. We're about to wrap this bad boy up, I guess.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Who's the AIDS commercial for at the end of the day, really? It's like, you know, a blind guy watching, or like a nearly blind guy watching a commercial about glasses being like, oh, shit, I didn't even know these existed.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's no, like, just the fact that the big disclaimer, huge at the bottom.
Yeah.
Bigger than, it's not fine print. This is big print.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, do not get if you have HIV or AIDS. Mm-hmm. So this is a preventative medication.
Wait, or is it for AIDS? Because HIV turns into AIDS.
HIV
they're
turns
different,
into AIDS. So
right?
if you get HIV, most likely you're going to get AIDS at some point, right? So HIV is the virus that causes then AIDS.
Right.
But AIDS doesn't kill you. You know, you're going to catch pneumonia or something. Like
right,
that.
Right.
It's you're auto
catch common cold deficiency. Destroy you. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like a preventative. I just don't. Is that where we're at? Is like where we really need to have.
Preventing AIDS.
I mean, sure. If you're in particular groups.
Dude.
Yep. You're in the LA.
Yeah, the LA Tinder scene.
Tinder scene.
If you got Grindr. A six pack and you looking like fresh and you on Tinder and like LA.
Yeah.
Dude, you have your choice every night. I'll have the Beth. I'll have the Tiffany tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, you know.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. I'll have both.
Yeah. There is, and I don't remember exact science, but it's not the easiest thing. Dudes that have HIV. Very rarely ever got it from a woman.
Right.
All
right.
Oh. They got it from another dude. Well, and so it's just, I don't.
Have you heard about that app called Field? I think it's called Field. And I just heard on a stand-up routine, but basically it's for people looking for threesomes.
Oh, yeah.
So anybody that has that app, they probably get
now you're
getting
doubling
those advertising.
Your chances every time.
Yeah,
right. You know.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, it's that's marketing. I mean, look at today's society is so freaking decadent, dude. If you're a good looking cut dude in like L.A.,
you gotta worry.
Do you remember back in the day when MySpace was a thing, and you'd scroll, you'd look at listening or something like that, and you'd be like, dude, how can I have sex with that woman? You know, you can now. You could just it's all the same thing. You could just do it. I'm not saying I do. Right. I couldn't. I'm way too low tier for the guys I'm talking about. Mm. That's who's getting this medicine and taking it.
Yeah.
Do they have enough forward thinking?
They're planning on getting
I hope so. Well, they better.
They better
apparently because it's a big enough problem where they're going to have to, you know, this is, they could have used these commercials back in Africa in the 1980s. All right. You know, it's, but now America, 2023, mm-hmm. and I'm seeing is HIV prevention commercials. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
It's for rock stars and rappers who have a new person. A new
group I don't want to, like, I don't want to, like, to me, if it's in a commercial, I feel like it's a big problem I got to worry about. Like, I don't want to walk around life thinking I'm just going to catch
just
AIDS.
Slip into a puddle of AIDS?
Yeah, absolutely.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Wipe it out of your eyes.
Nick my arm on like a bus stop.
Right?
Yeah,
AIDS.
Yeah.
Rub up against somebody who has it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything. Duke. Yeah. Someone talks, a close talker. I caught AIDS from him. Yeah, yeah.
You're taking a sip out of a Diet Pepsi. You know that was Jacob's or whatever. Yeah.
No, I know he has it already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, word. I got it already.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's going to do it. Laura Lindley, attorney at law, brings you none of this conversation.
Absolutely. But she just, zero. Nilch.
She just sponsors the shell of the podcast and hopes for the best.
Right.
That's what she is. So go. This is the best thing I could say. Living wills, obviously, is a great thing. Any title deed dispute, the land that is transferring to your name, anything like that, she can do. So that's stuff that you don't need to be no criminal for or have some criminal attacking you for. That's right. Just simple stuff. Also,
everybody should have one.
Yeah. If you're listening and you're in Canada or Zimbabwe or freaking, you know, I don't know, Dagestan or something, and
Bangladesh, which somebody tried to steal my Facebook page 2 days in a row now from Bangladesh. We'll talk about that next week.
If you live in a city or if you live in a country, a dirty country without laws, unlike America, all right, the most you could do is go
with
to Facebook.
Without laws. Oh, okay, gotcha, yeah.
And without laws.
Yeah, I guess that goes hand in hand.
Yeah, that goes hand in hand. So you cannot utilize your services at all. Go to Facebook.com/Laura Lindley, attorney of law, and you can throw a like.
There you go.
It doesn't matter if it's from,
let her know that you listen to us.
Yeah, there exactly. That's like the one that goes a long way. That's going to do it, though. We got to get out of here. Jay Lindley's got to fly.
Yes.
That's been the podcast. We're going to see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.